USA Radio News.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And we welcome you back. Another hour of money information, and I would say the best in money information is just ahead. Another useful, informative session with the Brain Trust coming up. This is Bucket Strategy Investing. I'm Johnny Dean, hosting here with Professor Plum. We do our best to keep you informed about your money and your money strategies. We're here together once again from Lucia Capital Group, as we are every hour, ready to take your phone calls and your emails, and we're standing by to answer all of your money questions. And I know you got money questions, so that's why we've opened up our phone lines right now. 877-PLANNER. Get to your phone wherever it is. Give us a call. That's 877-752-6637. Send us your questions in email form. You can do that easily. You just go to our website, wealthed.com, find the link that says Find Your Answer, and we'll take it from there. We are here to help you out with any money question that you might have, and we'll do that again this hour. Professor Rick Plum joins me as always, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. We are all about strategy on this program, and I would suggest that you need a bucket strategy. We're going to talk about that this hour. One that's personalized to you, one that aims to meet all of your specific goals and needs. Why do you do that? We will explain that in just a couple moments. We're going to talk about it, and we can help you implement your own strategy. Call the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Get your plan started. Their number off the air, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Everyone's situation is different. Of course, no two plans are alike, and certainly no two people are alike. You find out if you're on the right path to retirement. Don't do this yourself. The number again, 800-644-1150. It helps to have somebody who's been through all the scenarios and has talked to clients and all that in the past. 800-644-1150. I like that. I like people who have already been through it, seeing what could possibly go wrong with your portfolio. We were talking last hour about the dollar cost averaging, Professor Plum. The idea of putting, just like the 401k, you put usually a set dollar amount in.
Per month, per pay period, on a specific systematic basis.
Whatever it is. And then if the markets are down, if the underlying investments are down, you're going to buy more shares.
So a lot of people do dollar cost averaging by default because that's the way they save in their 401k. But it also has a lot to do with how you go about investing your overall portfolio once you have assets. Mm-hmm. Because that's one of the keys towards a long-term, better-than-expected rate of return. I mean, we talk about the index, the return of the index. How do you potentially beat the index? I mean, is there a way to do that? Well, one of the ways is to let whatever the dividend is that's being generated by the underlying stocks reinvest. And that reinvested dividend is kind of like dollar cost averaging to some degree. The dividends that are issued on stocks are relatively stable. They don't stay the same all the time, but they tend to be fairly stable. And so what happens when the market goes down like it did in 2008, most companies did not just blindly cut their dividend to zero. They may have cut them back a little bit, but they still issued a dividend. And that dividend was being used in most cases to reinvest. So if you were having a portfolio, a long-term growth portfolio that you're able to not sell out of, you're able to not be so afraid that the world was coming to an end that you left the portfolio alone to recover, it had a better chance of recovering at a quicker pace if you're reinvesting the dividend rather than living off of the dividend. So when we're dealing with a portfolio of growth in value stocks, it works, in our opinion, better to reinvest the dividends. So that takes away an old-time popular theory of how to create retirement income. buy high dividend stocks and live off the dividend. No, the high dividend stocks and dividend off issues, they do better in most cases to reinvest and buy because of the fact that the dividend does remain fairly stable and the stock price doesn't. And when the stock price is low, you buy shares. And when the stock price is high, you don't buy that many shares. It's a form of like an internal dollar cost averaging in a portfolio. And a lot of your long-term return comes from the compounding effect of that reinvested dividend. Not just the share price appreciating, but the share price or the share issuing a dividend, buying more shares, hopefully a lot more when the market goes down, fewer when it goes up, and letting those shares create more dividend and also appreciate potentially, you get more potential growth. And for that portion of your portfolio, growth is what we're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
And growth comes from two different areas, appreciation and cash flow of dividends. And if I can get both of them to increase by reinvesting that dividend, my total return has a better chance.
Yeah, having more shares of anything is what's the key here, because when it comes back, you've got that much more at work for you.
And not only if it comes back do your shares go up, but you have more of them, and you have a higher cash flow to reinvest more.
Yeah, of course, now
talk
years
about
ago,
a snowballing effect.
Well, that's exactly what it is. You can really put it in terms of that. Years ago, by the way, 877-PLANNER, if you've got questions, 877-PLANNER. You said this years ago, what people often did was just invest in, you know, utility stocks or whatever was paying a high dividend, and they would say, I'm taking that money and I'm going to use that for income.
But the world has changed. We don't have the same types of utility stocks that we had, you know, back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, which were fairly stable prices, slowly churning out some returns, but mostly they had really good dividends. I mean, and so back then, it worked a little differently. That has changed. We don't have the same types of stocks. We don't have the same, you know, the same. Grandma and Grandpa's utility portfolio is very different today. We have a lot more volatility in them, and in many respects, the dividend is less than what Grandma and Grandpa used to live off of. So how is the best... what is the best way to use the money now? For many portfolios, it's best to reinvest the stock dividends into more stocks. Find another way, a different account, a different type of investment to live off of while these volatile portfolios are going up and down. And that means I don't want to spend money out of a volatile portfolio for two reasons. One is the reason we just talked about. I want that income to be reinvesting to take advantage of the dollar cost average. But in most cases, the dividend is not large enough to live off of today anyway. So I've got a $1 million portfolio, and I put it in all stocks, and I can get a dividend of 2 or 3%, maybe. Is that enough to really live off of? So most people can't afford to do it, and they have to subsidize that dividend by selling shares to meet their needs. Now, if the market goes up and up and up and up and up and up and up every month, every year, every decade, it's up and there's never a down period, that strategy works very well. Well, that's unreasonable.
Has that ever happened?
It has never happened.
I'm looking back on every stock market in the world that ever exists, and that has never happened once.
So that's an unreasonable expectation. What is a reasonable expectation with the stock market is volatility. So if you're using anything that has the ability to go down in value when you need to sell it, you're asking for trouble. You're going to take away the ability for it to ever recover. And so what we want to do, where dollar cost averaging, buying in and using that volatility to potentially enhance our overall return, doing the exact opposite, selling a systematic dollar amount to live off of out of a volatile portfolio. And this one doesn't even require high volatility. Almost any volatility will hurt. When the market is down, it hurts a lot because you're selling a lot of shares to get the same dollar amount that the last month, the last year, the previous couple years, you didn't sell as many shares to get the same dollar amount. If I need the same dollar amount and the market's down, I got to sell a lot of shares. That means all of those shares I sell out to live off of can't recover. They don't exist anymore in my world. So reverse dollar cost averaging is the exact opposite. Instead of putting money into a volatile portfolio and taking advantage of that volatility, it is selling out of a volatile portfolio, and that is going to hurt unless you can tell me that every time you sell, it will be higher than it was before. Now, the only way to give yourself that kind of security is to give yourself time. How much time? Well, that's up to debate. we like to have 10, 15 plus years, because there have been 5, 6, 7, 8 year periods of time where the market didn't go down and recover quick enough. Can you imagine trying to take your portfolio, your income out of your portfolio in 2009, even 2010? You looked at, you retired in 2007, you had $1 million, and you needed $40,000, $50,000 a year. And you start pulling it out of the portfolio. And then in 2008, you watch it go down. You need your $40,000, $50,000. You sell off some money to get it out of the portfolio. In 2009, 2010, your portfolio went from $1 million, took out $50,000, so you're at $950,000. It didn't recover. And in fact, it went down maybe to $650,000, and you're still taking $50,000 out of it. Now you're down to $600,000.
And you're taking almost 10% out at that point.
It's really tough to make that work because you don't have the assets to recover anymore. So that's where we come up with the concept of having enough money on the sidelines to be able to withstand selling when the market is down. I was speaking with somebody in Phoenix, and they said, well, what if I needed $25,000 a year for my portfolio and I had $100,000 in cash? Is that good enough? It's like a good start. But has the market been down more than 4 years from time to time? Yeah, 4 years is not enough time. How much is enough time? Well, that depends on you and what you're trying to accomplish and your emotions. I would say 10 at the minimum. That's my minimum. I like a little bit more just for safety's sake. And most retirees that I've talked to like a little more as well. But now, how do we buy that much time? How do we avoid reverse dollar cost averaging?
Well, there might be a strategy involved.
Maybe it's something called bucket strategy investing.
Bucket strategy. This is what we're going to talk about. All right, that's right. You need money, right? You got to pay your bills. You need money over the next couple of years, 2, 3, 4 years. You've got money in your portfolio. Have you been taking it out of your portfolio for those to live off of for the next 3 or 4 years, pay those bills? Bad idea. We got a better idea. Bucket strategy. We're going to come back, talk about it. And anything else that's on your mind, lines open. Give us a call, 877-PLANNER. It's Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fear of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
This is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Helping out with your money, 877-PLANNER, planning, strategy, retirement, and, wow.
That was sharp.
Well, we could only play. We only paid for 8 seconds of it, I guess. Right? Is that right? Okay. Huh? It was what?
The Beatles, he said.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fine. Anyway, 877-PLANNER. All right. So we were talking about the dollar cost averaging. Brought up the idea of reverse dollar cost averaging, Professor Plum, taking money out of the declining portfolio.
Well, the volatile portfolio.
Well, yeah, which means declining. Or
at times,
if it's going up, it's less of a problem. But it doesn't always do that. And the problem is when you take it out of a declining portfolio,
that
getting those back is impossible.
Well, it's impossible because those assets don't exist. They can't recover.
Right.
And so how do you avoid? Now, is there anything that you can do to control the volatility of the market? The stock market, the bond market, whatever it may be. Is there anything you can do to? No. So why do we spend our time trying to predict what the market's going to do when that's impossible? When we know that it's going to be volatile, why not spend our time figuring out how to avoid selling when the market's volatile? Now, a popular theory is, well, you start with X, you take out your 4% or whatever you're going to do, and when the market doesn't do 4%, you just don't take out as much. Well, that means you have to change your budget. That means you can't take a distribution when the market's down because you don't want to sell when the market's down. That means that if you wanted to use your portfolio to provide for vacations, for retirement, lifestyle, you have to give up. You don't have choices anymore.
You're at the mercy of whatever the market does, and you don't know what the market's going to do.
And nobody knows.
From year to year. So how do you make any long-term plans? You can't.
So the only way to take control of what you're going to potentially spend out of your portfolio is to have enough money on the sidelines that can distribute the money you need on an annual basis, monthly basis, whatever it is, for a period of years that does not require the market to be your best friend. And how long is that? Well, it depends. And where do you put that money? Well, the money you need to spend in the next year, probably 2 years, I hate to say it, but it should be in cash. If I need $1,000 a month to live off of, to supplement my Social Security and pensions, and I know I need that money, I need it to be there. If I need a dollar, I don't want it to be 95 cents. I want it to be a dollar. And so because of that, I need it very safe. Now, how we go about structuring portfolios depends on the income stream that you need. Is it guaranteed? Is it, is it the money you wake up? When we wake up in the morning, you're retired, you wake up in the morning, you have expenses. Whether they're expenses that are, traveling to Europe or whether they're expenses just paying the mortgage, the rent, the utilities, things of that nature, I think they have different characteristics. When we wake up in the morning, we have expenses, and I want those expenses covered by a source of income that I cannot screw up. Mm-hmm. And the market cannot screw up. And so that's where Social Security, pensions, and if I don't have enough of those, annuities and annuitized income come in. But what if I have enough of those? Well, the rest of the portfolio can be a little bit up and down, but I want liquidity. I want flexibility. And I want to be able to withdraw money when I want to be able to withdraw money, regardless of what the market did yesterday, last week, last year. I want to be able to do what I want to do when I want to do it. Maybe I'm a control freak, but I don't want the market telling me, You can't go on that cruise in retirement that you've been planning your whole life to do. You can't take the vacation. You can't help your kids with college right now because you can't take your grandkids with college right now because you can't take a distribution from your portfolio. I want to have enough money on the sidelines. I will give up trying to get a 10 or 15% rate of return, which is pretty unreasonable in the first place. I'll give up trying to make a 5% rate of return on some money to know that I can control my spending habits when I want to spend the money.
So let's talk about how you make that happen, Professor Plum.
You keep a year or two of your expected expenditures in cash, and then you start finding new investments, laddered investments. You know, maybe you use, that's where you use an online bank account that earns 1 or 2%. You put it in, you know, you put some money for year 4, 5, and 6 into a fixed annuity that earns a little bit more. Year 7, 8, 9, you put it into an index annuity where I have no risk to principal. It's just a fluctuation of the interest rate that I'm going to earn from year to year. And just start laddering it out and buying myself some time so that the things that do have volatility have the time to work through it. Now, there's two possible outcomes with assets that have volatility. They're going to be higher than you expected, or they're going to be lower than you expected. By having the bucket of money that you can draw down that isn't subject to the movement of the markets, I have bought myself time for those months, years, whatever the case may be, where the market is down. But it's not always down. In fact, more often than not, it's up. Well, when it's up, I can use that up, that higher than expected return, to refill what I've spent in the first bucket over the for the first year or two or three. So I'm looking for opportunities. And that's where, when we had a caller earlier, I think it was Bob, that asked, what do financial advisors do once you've set up the strategy? We monitor it and we keep track of it. We help you take advantage of things that are happening in the market, knowing that we're also trying to protect against the risky side of the market. Both sides work, and it's going to happen. The market is going to be either higher or lower than we really thought it was going to be. That is one assumption that we probably will never get right on the money. The assumption of 7, 8, 9% rate of return over time. Any given year? I mean, what, 2015 it was, if you look at just the S&P 500, what was it, 1.2%? Well, that was a little under expectation. Definitely don't want to sell it at that point. What about 2008, 2009 when it was down? Definitely don't want to sell it then.
Yeah.
But what about 2013? I mean, the S&P was up close to 30% in that year. A lot of investors look at that as a buying opportunity. Look at the market's doing really well. Now, that's actually more of a selling opportunity than a buying opportunity.
To help replenish and put some money into perhaps safer areas.
Now, the reality was, if you sold off at the end of 2013, you missed out on some of the returns of 2014. And 2014 was a pretty good year if you just look at what the S&P 500 did. And if you sold out at the end of 2014, what happened in 2015? Maybe you did okay. But the whole idea is, when you get into retirement, what I have been hearing from people is that they are more concerned with losing money, watching their portfolio dwindle, rather than turning into Warren Buffett by the, you know, at that point, or even Jimmy at that point.
Okay. Well, either way.
Either way.
No, but that's the point. Losing less. It hurts more to lose money than it does to gain money.
The pain of losing
far outweighs
the joy of gaining.
Yes, and that is true for almost everybody.
So we have to find ways to avoid the pain and find the joy. And there's a lot of joy to be had by not losing money. I mean, by not having to sell something when it's down, by watching it recover. It was fun to see the portfolio recover from that 2008, early 2009 downturn. I thought it happened a lot quicker than I expected. And I thought, wow, my portfolio is back already to where it was. Thank heavens I didn't have to sell it during that period of time.
I remember one time years ago I was playing craps, and this is, of course, gambling, but the parallels are the same. And I had a lot of money out on the table.
So $5 for you?
No. This was over $100. Now, that was a lot of money. All right. So about $120 out on the table. And I just got really nervous. I was doing okay, but I pulled out what I could. I took the money off once the last night, and I took it off. Missed a couple of really big turns, but all of a sudden, 7 hit, and everybody was wiped out, and I still had my money. And I felt good.
Yeah.
I felt a whole lot better than if, I'd left it out and had a little bit more.
And you didn't second guess yourself saying,
I could have gotten more if I would have just stayed in two more rolls.
Nope. I just said I got more chips than anybody else here. All right, 877-PLANNER. That's a bucket strategy, 877-752-6637. We'll talk more about this. We'll also take some more of your phone calls and emails. Lines open. Give us a call. We'll take your calls when we come back at 877-PLANNER, Bucket Strategy Investing.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you were born on or after January 2, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Oh man, and on a Friday, you know, you could do this on a Monday if you want, and we're not really paying attention.
This hurts.
All right, okay, there you go. Rick Astley, ladies and gentlemen, right here. Oh, please. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. If you want to email us, we haven't done the emails yet today, so I want to do a few here this segment, but you can add to the stack by going to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Let's move along. A couple of these just came in, and so I'm going to do these first. I don't have a name on this yet, but I'm just going to do this. So whoever said this, sent this one says, I'm 73, and my wife is 61. I will retire in October. I have an IRA, which I've been taking RMDs from, and a 401k. When do I have to start taking required minimum distributions from the 401k? And apparently this person works, they say, for a very large corporation.
So by that, I'm assuming they don't own 5% or more of that corporation.
I'm guessing not.
And the fact that they're 73 and they have not been taking required minimum distributions from their 401k means that they don't own 5% or more, because the rules change if you own 5% or more of the employer that you're currently working for and you have a retirement plan with that employer. Now, this gentleman is 73. He's going to retire. He has not done he has not been required to take a minimum distribution from his 401k yet. He hasn't had his first required minimum distribution. His first required minimum distribution from the employer-sponsored plan where he works is the year he retires. He's going to retire this year. So he does have a 2016 required minimum distribution. It's his first one. It's like he was turning 70 and a half all over again, at least when it comes to the 401k. So it's his very first required minimum distribution from his 401k. Now, when does he have to take it? The 2016 required minimum distribution has to come out in 2016, except for the fact that it's his very first required minimum distribution. And because it's his very first required minimum distribution, he can actually postpone taking it until the first quarter of next year. Now, whether he should or shouldn't, that goes back to income questions and whether or not it makes sense to take the 2016 required minimum distribution at the beginning of 2017, but also have the 2017 required minimum distribution happen during that same tax year. Now, he's working through October, so he probably has a decent amount of earned income this year.
So it might behoove him to wait. We don't know.
And depending upon how much he's making, having an additional, two required minimum distributions next year may actually still be less than, what his income is this year plus the 2016 RMD. So we'd have to look at those decisions. In many respects, it's just easier to take it all at once.
Well, yeah, and now clearing this up semantically here, people say, well, wait a minute, his first required minimum distribution, I mean, he's been taking it out of his IRA since he was 70 and a half because he's 73 now.
And but he had a required minimum distribution from his IRA in the year that he turned 70 and a half. And that was the very first required minimum distribution from his IRA.
However, he's been working since then, and he has a 401k of which he is not 5%, a company of which he's not 5% more ownership.
And so he has two different required minimum distribution sets of rules. There's one set for when you have to start taking a required minimum distribution from a company where you're currently working from their plan, compared to, and that's only if you own less than 5% of the stock, compared to what an IRA or former employer's required minimum distribution, former employer's plan required minimum distribution is. If I am continuing to work and I'm not an owner of the company, 5% or more, I don't have a required minimum distribution from this employer's, current employer's, qualified retirement plan. But that doesn't extend to previous employer plans or my IRA. Those are 70 and a half. I've got to start taking my normal required minimum distributions based on the rules we talk about all the time. But in his case, he's still working. He has a 401k where he works, but he's quitting. And so now, mm-hmm. when you terminate, you've got a required minimum distribution. And it'll be treated as his first one from that plan.
Yes. Now, even if this, of course, even if you're still working, does not matter with an IRA, with a traditional IRA, deductible IRA. Doesn't matter if you're still working once you hit 70 and a half.
It doesn't matter for a SEP. It doesn't matter for a simple, because those are IRA forms.
Or past 401ks from other jobs.
Past 403bs, past plans of any type. And if you own 5% or more. So if you have a solo K, you have to start taking, because solo K by definition means you're 100% owner of the company. If you own 5% or more of the company, you have to do the age 70 and a half rules for required minimum distribution. There's no postponement.
Exactly. Okay, now the same person had a couple of different questions. So let's just
work through them.
Move along down the line. Again, I don't have a name on this because this just came in. But the next part of the question is this. My Social Security is $2,200, started at age 66. Now, this person is 73. My wife's will be $850 at age 62 next year.
Yeah, the first sentence, she said he was 73, his wife 61.
Yes, he's 73, his wife 61. So his is $2,200. He started at 66. His wife will be $850 when she starts taking, if she started taking at age 62. Question is, when should she start taking her Social Security?
Or his, for that matter. You know, she will be eligible at age 62 for a Social Security benefit, her own in this case, of $850. So will she be eligible for a spousal benefit? No, because the spousal benefit will be less than her own. And because she wasn't 62 by the beginning of this year, means that whenever she applies for a benefit, she will have to apply for her own benefit first.
When she applies for, say, a spousal benefit,
when she applies for any benefit, mm-hmm. she has to apply for her own benefit first, as long as both of them are alive. So even if she waits until 66, she's still going to have to apply for her own benefit first. Her own benefit at 66 will be more than half of his benefit. Her own benefit at 62 is more than the reduced amount of the spousal benefit. So she'll never be eligible for a spousal retirement benefit. So now the question is, how long will her benefit actually last? He's got 12-year head start. Normally the break-even age is the benefit has to last until she would be about age 82, 83. But her benefit's going to last only as long as he lasts in this case, because when he passes away, his benefit's quite a bit larger than hers. She'll be able to switch over to the much larger benefit that he has. And so unless he lasts until she's 83, and that puts him at 95, it doesn't make sense to postpone taking her own Social Security benefit. We're assuming she's not working. And so I'd apply, if it were me, if it was my wife, 10 or 12 years younger than me, I'd have her apply at 62. Because there's a very high likelihood that that benefit will not last until she's 83. She may last until she's 83, but I may not last. It's a very unlikely occurrence that I last until she's 83.
And here's why you're saying that, because once she's gone, right now, let's say they did it. His benefit is $2,200. Her benefit, if she took it at age 62, would be $850. Once if he happens to go before her, her $850 goes away, but she starts getting his $2,200 as a survivor benefit.
So let's say that they wait until she's 66 to take a benefit, or even age 70 to take a benefit. And at that point, he's 82, and he dies at 82. She doesn't get her benefit. Her benefit grows to maybe $1,500, but
how long has she been taking it? And she's missed out on 8 years.
She hasn't taken anything yet, and then she'll get $2,200 a month because he died.
Right.
Versus she could have been getting $850 a month, $10,000 a year for the past 8 years.
Yes. So unless he lived to be way, way older than
95
that,
plus,
it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense.
Take it at 62.
Yeah, and here again is another case that I never hear brought up when people say never take your Social Security benefits early. Always wait. Always defer at least till full retirement age, because look how much more you get. Now, the only thing that they ever talk about that I've seen is if you yourself are not in good health, well, then maybe it makes sense to take it at age 62. But in this case, in this emailer's case, even if his wife is in great health.
And that's the flip side. They say if you're in great health, always wait.
Well,
we have to look at how long that benefit may last.
Yeah, and nobody ever looks at the length of the benefit. They look how long the recipient might last. But if somebody who says, this person's wife at age 62 is in great health, she's got great genes.
She's going to live to be 95.
They live into their late 90s, early 100s, whatever it is, and so you expect her to do so. So the average common advice would be, then she should wait. Wait till age 70.
Nope, not in this case, because her benefit, it's unlikely that it will last.
Her
not
benefit.
Because the Social Security is going away, but because, unfortunately, her spouse may go away before she turns 82, 83, 84.
And once her spouse goes away, her benefit
goes away.
Goes away.
And she gets a bigger benefit from his work record.
Exactly, exactly. I just don't know why that's never brought up.
Because it's complicated.
It doesn't seem that complicated to me. You know why? It's because it's not that it's complicated. It's easier to just say, here's a rule of thumb. If you're in good health and you think you're going to last until later on, you should always wait to take your benefit. It's stupid to take your benefit early.
So I've got to write a column, and it has to fit in 250 words. And so I can't get that other side of it in there.
I'd find a way. I'd find a way. That's the trouble. The other trouble with Social Security is the fact that there are so many different scenarios, so many different things that could happen.
And there's less now than we used to have, though.
Well, there are less now than we used to have, but there's still quite a few, and everybody's situation is different. And for you to go online and say, well, everybody should, if you're in good health, you should always take your benefit later, never take it at age 62. Well, we just showed you a reason why that would be wrong. Generic advice doesn't cut it on this program, folks. All right, coming back with more 877-PLANNER. Lines are open. We have trivia. We got what's coming up on Monday, and we got more emails to get to. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Don't go away.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
What did we do to deserve that?
I don't know. I don't know where this comes from. But okay, fine. Fine. We can get rolled again. I have Rick here on the program with me. What's the difference? What's the difference? Okay. Hi. Welcome to the show. Oh, I'm glad the hour's ending now. Hey, listen, we got a couple minutes left. If you want to give us a call, our lines are open, 877-PLANNER. We had some great calls so far today. Keep it up, folks, but we only got a few minutes left to do that. We'll get to another email or two in just a moment. If you want to email us, you go to our website, wealthed.com, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com, because we're all about wealth education on this program. You go there and you click on the Find Your Answer, send us the email here in the studio. Coming up on Monday on this program, more strategy, and this has to do with Roth conversions. People use these a lot, Roth conversions. And ever since, I guess, 2010, when Congress lifted the income limits for people who are able to do Roth conversions, they become a whole lot more popular. There are ways to get money into a Roth IRA, even if you make too much money. Now, Professor, there are income limits to making contributions to a Roth IRA. If you're married, it's $184,000 to yes. $194,000. A single individual, $117,000 to $132,000. Is yeah. $15,000
phase
right.
out.
Right. So there's a phase out right there. If you make more than that as a single or the higher amount as a married couple, you're not able to make a contribution into a Roth IRA. That does not mean you can't get money into a Roth IRA, though. You can do so through what's called a Roth conversion. Now,
and you don't even require earned income to do a conversion.
No, you don't
anybody
have to.
Can do a conversion.
Anybody can do a conversion, and by anybody we mean anybody of any income level as well. Now, when they first started Roth IRAs and converting them, there was at the time, I think it always was $100,000.
It was $100,000. They started Roth IRAs in 1998,
mm-hmm.
and the ability to convert, if your adjusted gross income was more than $100,000, and it wasn't phased out at that point. It was done.
By the way, it was single or married.
Right. If your adjusted gross income was more than $100,000, no conversions.
Right, and that's the way it sat until 2010. I'm not sure why they took it off. It didn't sunset or anything. It just
no. They took it off so more people would pay taxes.
More people would pay taxes. Yeah,
on the conversions.
I whatever. All right. So anyway, but the fact is it's allowed. So even if you make $10 million a year. And you want to do a Roth conversion, you can do so. So that's what you do. But why would you consider doing a Roth conversion? We're going to talk about that on Monday. That'll be all part of our conversation. So stick around. Be here on Monday for that. Let's see. Trivia time. We did not get to the trivia. Oh, yes, we did yesterday, not the day before. This one,
This one coming to us from the Mortgage Bankers Association, who tells us that refinances of existing mortgages represented 71% of all mortgages originated in 2012. That's by dollar, obviously. But are expected to represent just 40% of mortgages originated in 2016. So new mortgages, all right? So you've either got a refi or you've got a brand new purchase of a home. 71% of the mortgages originated in 2012 were of refinances. By the time we get to the end of 2016, they're expecting just 40% of those.
That's because most people that want to refinance have refinanced, so there's very few. And so the only new mortgages are people that are getting back into an equity position to refinance, or that are buying a new place.
Exactly. So it would stand to reason. Anyway, that's from the Mortgage Bankers Association. I don't plan on doing any more refis myself. I'm done with those, but hey. All right, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Lisa, Scottsdale, Arizona. Our joint income, she says, is now at the point where we cannot make any more Roth IRA contributions. Hey, we were just talking about that, Lisa. Our joint income is now at the point where we cannot make any more Roth IRA contributions, but can we still do buy-sell transactions within the account without making any further contributions? Or are we shut out of doing any activity within the Roth IRA?
The only activity you're shut out of is adding new money to the account. But the money that's in the account, you still have the right to manage the way you feel fit managing it. You want to buy and sell? You can buy and sell all day. You can day trade inside of that account. You want to buy and hold? You can do that. You want to put it in something safe? You want to put it in something aggressive, something in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
You want to buy stocks, bonds, ETFs, mutual funds, whatever the case? About the only thing you can't do is buy life insurance or loan the money out to yourself. So you can do pretty much anything you want. You can't contribute directly to it. You can actually still convert money to it, but you can't contribute to it. So that's the only issue that you've been aced out of at this point. You can still manage it to your heart's content.
All right, let's get to at least one more call. Steve, I know you've been hanging on for a little while. We will call us back. I know you dropped off. So let's go next to John in Columbus, Ohio. Hello, John.
Hey, actually, it's Juan, but how you doing?
Oh, Juan, sorry about that. Good. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I was just calling to see. I currently have a $5,000 in a CD. And I have an additional like $10,000 that I was looking to invest, maybe a little aggressively. So I just wanted to see what was the best course of action to take.
Okay, John, how old are you?
Juan,
how old are you?
35.
Okay, are you married or single?
I'm married.
And is your adjusted gross income, the total household income, more than $184,000?
No, it's roughly around $70,000.
Okay. I would look to probably take $5,500 for you and maybe the rest of the $10,000 for your wife and put it into Roth IRAs. Now, Roth IRAs, as we mentioned yesterday, are not investments. Those are accounts. So you open the account, and because you've said that you want to invest as somewhat aggressive, I am going to assume, and hopefully you'll correct me if I'm wrong, that you have a long time before you want to use this money. This is for future, right?
Yeah, you know, at least 10 years down the line.
At least 10 years, I'd like to see it go longer than that. But the idea would be, if you really think you're going to spend it in 10 years, maybe I wouldn't do the Roth, but I probably still would. I would want, putting it into the Roth IRA gives you a different tax treatment. The tax treatment is you don't owe any taxes for the period of time between when you put the money in and when you take the money out. And if you want to take money out, you can always take your money back, but any earnings have to stay in there until 59 and a half, unless you want to pay penalties and taxes on it. So if you can put the earnings away until you're older, a Roth IRA makes a lot of sense. Now you're going to look for what type of an investment. You can do a stock mutual fund, an index mutual fund, an ETF. Now you're looking for something that has growth potential. But anytime you have growth potential, remember, it could go down in value too. Just stay with it. It's a long-term investment. As long as you pick a good company, good mutual fund, good ETF, that broad market exposure, good diversification, 20, 30 years, you'll do fine.
Juan, if you need, I'm out of time for the hour. If you have some more questions, please hold on. We can talk to you off the air a little bit more. Just out of time for the hour. If you have money questions, you want to talk to Professor Plum off the air or any of the Lucia Capital Group Brain Trust Advisors, their number 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.